I'm going to ask the volunteers that I talked to before Mass to please come up. The rest of you can save your hand raising for just a minute, because I'm going to ask you some questions. So as the students are coming up and we get ready for the homily today, I do want to ask about Lent. How is your Lent sacrifice going? Is it good? Are you guys doing okay? Yes? Okay, raise your hand if you made a Lent sacrifice. Let's see, who made Lent sacrifice? Okay. All right, go ahead and put your hands down. Let's see, whose Lent sacrifice included giving up chocolate? Or sweets, or candy, or ice cream, or desserts, or some kind of sugar. Okay? That's a lot of you. Okay, you can put your hands down. How many of you gave up soda, or Coke, or your favorite beverage? Okay, a few of you. Okay, how many of you are adding something to your prayer? Like you're saying, I'm going to pray a little bit more. I'm going to say a rosary every day, or I'm going to spend 5 minutes in the... Okay, that's good. That's good. How many of you guys are going to do something for the poor? How many of you are starting like a rice bowl or putting coins into a donation thing that you're going to give to the poor? How many of you are doing a little extra sacrifice to give to those who are needy? Okay, so some of you have done that. So it looks like the majority of what we're giving up is some sort of food item, some sort of sugar, some sort of candy, some sort of dessert. Now, I want to be very clear, because Jesus in the Gospel on Wednesday, he said that there are three things we need to be doing during these penitential times. And what were those three things? Yes?
Pray.
Pray? Yes? What else? Okay, not quite, Cher. Okay, being kind falls under this category of what he calls giving alms, of sharing with the poor. Okay, and then what's the other thing that we, yes?
Fasting.
Fasting, that's right. So fasting, praying, giving alms, right? Helping out with the poor. Now, Jesus, when he said that in the gospel, he didn't say, well, just pick one of these three. Okay, he said in the gospel on Wednesday, no, you're going to do all three of these. So I would hope that all of you in your Lent sacrifice have at least one out of each of those categories, where you're giving something up, where you're praying more, and then you're giving something to the poor, or you're sharing what you have. Okay? Does that sound good? Okay, so now that we talked about what Jesus is asking us to do, and then I asked you what you gave up, my follow-up question to you is this. Why? Why did you choose to give up what you did? Why? Why did you give up chocolate? If you gave up chocolate, raise your hand and tell me why you gave up chocolate. Why'd you give up chocolate?
Because it's too sweet for you.
Because chocolate is too sweet for you. What about you? Why'd you give up chocolate?
I like it a lot.
Okay, you gave up chocolate because you like it a lot. All right, yes? Okay, you gave up chocolate so you could pay attention more. Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, let's go over here to this side. If you gave up some other food item, I want to hear from you to say, look, I gave up pizza or ice cream or sweets or sugar because why? Why'd you give up what you gave up?
So I can read the Bible more.
Okay, you gave up sweets or food so you can read the Bible more. That's good. That's very good. What else? Why did you give up what you gave up?
Because my parents told me that I couldn't eat sweets for 40 days until Easter.
Okay, you gave it up because your parents said you're going to give up chocolate for 40 days. Okay, that's a good. Okay, that's a good answer. Good answer. Why did you give up what you're giving up?
I gave up sweets because it's like an addiction. Every time I eat it, I want more.
Okay, you gave up sweets because it's like an addiction, because every time you eat chocolate or sweets, you're going to want more. What? Why did you give up what you gave up?
I gave up what I want.
Okay, you gave up chocolate because we're told we're supposed to fast. Okay, I want to point something out here. Most people will say, look, I gave up chocolate because, I want to pay attention better, because I don't want to get cavities, because sugar's bad for you, right? But why does Jesus ask us to fast? He asked us to fast, why? Because he wants us to do what? To grow in holiness. I did not hear a single person say, I gave up chocolate so that I can be holier. I didn't hear one person say that. I did hear one that was close. I gave up chocolate so I could read the Bible more. But if we're not giving something up so we can grow in holiness, then why are we wasting our time doing that? The prayer that we're going to have right before the Eucharist, I'm going to say something along the lines of, may our sacrificial offerings help us in our self-restraint. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean? Self-restraint. What does that mean?
Getting closer to God.
getting closer to God. Self-restraint is saying, and this is why it's important. Let's say that I give up chocolate for Lent, and somebody comes up to me and they're like, Father TJ, we read your profile online, and we know how much you love your favorite candy, which is what? Snickers. And I say, I love Snickers. I love Snickers, but I'm giving it up for Lent because if I eat Snickers, I'm going to get cavities. Is that the right reason? No. I'm giving up chocolate because I am saying I am stronger than my desire to eat this. I am saying I am going to restrain from chocolate so that I can show myself and God and the whole world that I am stronger than my desires. And if somebody else comes up to me and says, do you want some Snickers? And I'll be like, oh, no. And then they ask again and I'm like, no. And then they ask again, I'm like, no thanks, I'm good, I don't need it. What's happening in that diet? What's happening in that course? Am I getting better or worse?
Better.
I'm getting better at saying no to chocolate. So by our Lenten sacrifices, by restraining from what we want, what we desire, we can grow in holiness. Because if we can say no to chocolate, can we say no to sin? Then we can say no to sin. So that self-restraint means that by taking the sacrifice that I'm doing, by saying no to chocolate or ice cream or pizza, I'm saying I'm stronger than my desires and my urges. And I'm practicing saying no to what? To sin and bad choices. So when somebody asks you what you are giving up for Lent, you tell them whatever it is that you're giving up for Lent, and then you tell them, because I am practicing saying no. Do you see how we can grow in holiness now? If we say no to chocolate or ice cream or pizza, and we get better at it over the course of 40 days, then when we are faced with the choice of sin, do we want to lie? Do we want to steal? Do we want to cheat? Do we want to say bad things about people? Our answer is going to be no. The answer is going to be no. So that's how our Lenten sacrifice can help us grow closer to the Lord. I want to talk a little bit about this Lenten sacrifice that our Lord tells us about in today's first reading. We heard from the prophet Isaiah, and we had this example of somebody who's fasting. What was that example? What did that look like of somebody who was fasting? Do you remember any of the images that we heard in that first reading? What did we hear? We were told what? Do you remember? Somebody who's fasting dresses a certain way. What do they wear? Who wants to be my faster? I need a faster. You want to be a faster? You're going to be somebody that's going to show us the example. They're going to wear this. What was this? What did we hear in the first reading? It's somebody who wears, what's it called?
Rag.
Okay, rag. It's called, in the first reading, it's called sackcloth. I want you to feel this. I want you to touch that. Imagine wearing clothes like this. And I'm not just talking about on the outside of the clothes you're wearing. I'm talking about your t-shirt, your shorts, your pants, your shoes, your socks all feel like that. How does that feel? Does that feel smooth and soft? No, it feels like what? What does it feel like? Feels like sandpaper. Oh. So what happens is the faster takes this and says, here you go, we're going to put that on you right there. Does that feel good? Does that feel comfortable? Is it cozy? Is it like a soft fur coat? It's pretty uncomfortable, isn't it? Okay, but what happens in the first reading is that people would walk around fasting and they would wear this kind of stuff that would be hard to wear and it's uncomfortable. And then what else are they doing in that first reading? What else are they doing? They're bowing their head like what? Like what? Like a reed. So they're bowing their head like this and they're wearing this uncomfortable clothes and they're walking around like this. Okay? And then they stop and they see somebody and they say, I'm really hungry. Could you say that? You're really hungry. And then the person who's fasting says, you know what? Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm too busy right now praying and giving up chocolate for Lent. Is that how God wants us to fast? No. Does he want us to walk around like this and then see somebody who says, look, I'm really thirsty. I'm really thirsty. And you say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're thirsty, but I'm worried about me because I'm fasting and I'm giving up ice cream for Lent. Is that how God wants us to fast? No. How does he want us to fast? What? How does he want us to interact with people who are hungry? To do what? To give what to them? Okay, to help them. So if somebody was hungry, what would you give them? You would give them food. Like, for example, maybe something like this. Right, pretzels. What else? How about if somebody was thirsty, what would you give them? Somebody was thirsty, we'd give them water, right? How about if somebody's really cold and they're freezing and they're shivering and they're like, I'm so cold. I'm so cold. What would you give them? You would give them like this big, humongous, extra large, extra large t-shirt. This is for the sixth grade opera, by the way. So good job to the sixth graders. And what would you do with somebody who's cold? You would say, here, let me give you this really uncomfortable blanket. Is that what you would do? Let me give you this thing that feels like sandpaper. I'm going to give this to you so then I can wear this big shirt that's comfortable and smooth and cottony. What would you do? You don't know. What would you give to somebody who's cold? Would you give them something uncomfortable? Or you would give them what? Something that's smooth and soft and say, here you go. Try to stay warm. You're welcome. You're welcome. That's the kind of fasting that our Lord wants us to make. He wants us to be able to fast, to be able to help others. Because one of the problems that we have as Christians when it comes to what are you giving up for Lent, if I ask you this question, what are you giving up for Lent? Where is the focus? Where is the focus? Who is the focus on? What are you giving up for Lent? Yes. The focus is on who? The focus is on who? If I ask the question that way, what are you giving up for Lent? Where's the emphasis? It's on who? It's on who? It's on you. If I ask it that way, if I ask you, what are you giving up for Lent? So if we walk around and we're saying, I'm giving up chocolate for Lent, where's the focus? Where's the focus? It's on me. Where's the focus supposed to be? It's on God. And that's why we're saying through our Lenten sacrifice, through our practicing self-restraint, we get better at saying no. So that we can say no to the things that are really important. So my homework assignment for you, my friends, is I want you to think about what you've decided to give up for Lent or what you're deciding to do for Lent. And I want you to think about how you can turn that back to God. So instead of making it about you and the sacrifices that you have and all of the, oh, poor me of what I have to do to get there, you think about God and what He did for you, about how He took human flesh, how He suffered for us, how He shed His blood, how He sweated, how He got beat up and mocked and spit at for you so that you could grow in holiness. What our God does not want us to do during this Lenten season is to be like this. Who hasn't, somebody not had a prop yet? He doesn't want us to be like this. Who's that?
A cat.
Do you know what cat that is? What cat is that? Do you guys know? Who is that? You guys don't know? It's Puss in Boots from Shrek. God doesn't want us to be like this. He doesn't want us to. What are you doing for Lent? And then you look like this. I'm giving up chocolate for Lent. Feel sorry for me, please. Is that how God wants us to be about our Lent sacrifices? No, He wants us to be able to say no to the things that we're giving up so that we can grow in what? Holiness. We are here today because we are praying that we need holiness. We need God's love. So my friends, as we continue on our Lenten journey, as we continue today to celebrate the great mystery of faith, we ask our God to help us to say no. To say no to the things that we're giving up for Lent so that we can say no to sin and so that we can grow in holiness. May God bless all of you during this Lenten journey. May our God give you the strength that you need to draw closer to Him and His great love for you.